Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from the Mila showroom here at Liebert's Royal Green Appliance in White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents Liebert's Mila Celebration, the annual celebration. I'm Jim Cleefield. Laura Smith will be joining us a little bit later. And we want to remind you, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, along with Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, Hightower Advisors of Westchester, Fixed Rate Power, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is. Mixmaster Matt, Matty the K, our extraordinary engineer, ladies and gentlemen.
You're really cooking tonight, Jim.
We certainly are, in more ways than one. And we want to remind you, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You most certainly can. Westchester Talk Radio. Well, a beautiful evening here at Liebert's Rural Green Appliance, and again, we are here in White Plains. That's where we're located. Liebert's, by the way, just a little background for you. They're an authorized dealer of Miele products, and if you're not really familiar with Miele, it's a German manufacturer of high-quality domestic appliances and machines for commercial applications. And I take a look around the room, just a festive atmosphere. We see ovens, we see a washer and dryer, we see a ironing board, and so many wonderful products for the home that that people really, really would love to have. And again, they are high-quality domestic appliances and machines for commercial applications, as we said. Now, the company, if you're not familiar, they're over a century old now. They were founded more than 114 years ago, way back in 1899. And Miele aims to manufacture the highest quality domestic appliances and commercial equipment around the entire world and to be seen by markets worldwide as providing an absolutely top-class household product. And again, you'll be hearing from some of the people associated with Miele and Liebert's Rural Green Appliances, and they're going to give you some information, which hopefully will be useful to you, and maybe perhaps if you're interested, come take a look here. As I said, just a wonderful showroom here at the store, and again, many great appliances represented here tonight, and certainly, again, a really festive atmosphere. We expect a really fine turnout, and again, if you're looking for, again, that wonderful washer and dryer, Miele is an absolutely wonderful product, so please enjoy that. Again, be sure to join us again for the next segment coming up. Again, Laura Smith will be joining us. And again, I hope you enjoyed the show. And we're going to take just a short break in just a moment, and we'll be back with our first guest right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live today from Liebert's Royal Green in White Plains, New York. And we are being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. I'm so excited today because it is the first Miele Innovation Center at Royal Green, and that means a lot. It means a lot for me personally, and then to a lot of the rest of the country. And Miele is a brand that I know most of you know what it is. It's a great German brand. For me, it was the first vacuum cleaner that we got in 1973 that I only last year replaced with a new one. Can you imagine? I am here with the president of Miele United States. His name is Jan Heck. Jan, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you believe that? My mother got this vacuum cleaner from a German neighbor here in the States, and it was 10 years old already, so it was 1973, and it didn't even break. I just replaced it with a new one. I figured, well, this has been in the family for 40 years. Maybe it's time for a new one.
Well, first of all, I believe that, and that's not a selfish comment. Our products are, believe it or not, built to last for at least 20 years. So we have many examples where they last even longer. So being German and having worked for Miele for almost 20 years now, I could tell you many stories like that, except we won't have enough time.
Exactly right. This innovation center today, it feels like something out of the future. It reminds me of when we were little and we watched the Jetsons. I don't know if you had it in Germany, but it's a
we
show.
Had.
You did have it. And they had all these incredible, wonderful, futuristic type of contraptions that would make the food and do things. I'm looking around at the wall ovens and the coffee makers and this fashion center that does ironing and steaming and everything all at once. And it truly looks like something out of the future, but it's here and it's alive and well. So Miele is really worldwide, but here in White Plains now, people can come down and actually experience all of these products, this imagination sort of center. What would you like to tell us that we may not know, other than the fact that it's probably one of the most extraordinary brands in the world?
Well, first of all, the appliance industry has changed over the last 10 years dramatically. And there's, like in many areas of our life, technology has taken over, and the same thing happened in our industry. So yes, a dishwasher still needs to clean your dishes, and the washing machines need to clean your clothes, but innovation is now a big part of what we do. So all of our appliances are connected. That's the big future.
You say connected, what do you mean?
So basically, you know, it's we call it the connected home. You can through apps, you know, start your ovens. You can program your washing machines. You get fault codes. You can download recipes to your ovens. The washing machine tells you when you run out of detergent, and you can automatically through our app repurchase the detergent. It's all about convenience. It's all about, you know, controlling your home. So they're all intelligent appliances today. This is something we are showcasing here at Walgreens in our innovation center. So our industry has changed a lot. So design, innovation, technology, that's kind of, you know, what we stand for as long as longevity and quality. But in general, it's not just our brand. You know, our industry is a technology industry today as well. So it's a lot has changed. So if you want to see the latest in technology, in home appliances, not just our brand. I have to say that, you know, this showroom here is phenomenal. You have selection, you see innovation, obviously led by our brand, but definitely, you know, if you're in the market or you want to see what's new in the appliance industry, this is the place to go to.
Royal Green. My parents got all of their appliances at Liebert's in 1983 as well. It's an institution in White Plains in Westchester County, and it truly is the perfect showcase, I would imagine, for a brand like Miele. Also, Miele is a privately owned company, is it not? It's been around since 1899.
It is, and as a matter of fact, we are the largest independently owned appliance company in the world, based in a small town in Germany called Gütersloh. And there is actually a Miele family who owns this company. There's a second family, they're part owner as well, the Zinkern family, but there is still a Mr. Miele who runs it together with his partner, Reinhard Zinkern. So a very astonishing and impressive history. So it's an interesting company, and quite frankly, I love working for these guys. They're innovative, they're great people, and you know, we are very big. We operate out of 47 countries. And the U.S. is the second largest market in the world next to Germany, and emerging, very important to us. But also tonight, like I said, Royal Green, they made a big investment into our brand. We are very fortunate and appreciative. We have almost 2,000 square feet here. Check it out. Perfect fit for us, and we are really happy to be here.
It's probably the only brand that I can actually see adults getting excited about using. I never thought I would be excited about a vacuum cleaner, but I love my vacuum cleaner so much.
I have one too.
Great. Well, Jan Hek, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming in today. It must be an honor to work for such a grand company, and thank you for sharing these incredible products with the world.
Thank you so much. Pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. And if you'd like to share your experience with us, this is the Miele Innovation Center here, and people are sharing their experiences with their Miele products, like I have. It's a 40-year-old vacuum cleaner. Why don't you do it? You can go to @MieleUSA or #MyMieleMoment. Lots of fun to do that. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are live today from Royal Green in Westchester on the Post Road in White Plains for the ribbon cut of the Innovation Center, the Miele Innovation Center. It's very exciting stuff. Come on down. I'm Laura Smith.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News and World Report.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and today, or tonight, we are broadcasting live from Liebert's Royal Green in White Plains, New York. This is the first Miele Innovation Center grand opening, and we're going to hear all about that. We're being brought to you tonight and produced by Shark Creative, and also we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. I'm happy to be joined right now with Dirk Sepak. He is actually the product development specialist, or head of product development for Miele, which is, in my mind, my own personal bias, because I have some of the products, the best appliance in the world, and so we're so grateful to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura. That's quite an introduction.
Yes.
Happy to be here. This really is very exciting for us as a company, as we love to get people to see and actually be able to touch and experience the products firsthand. So seeing it from my perspective, right, being in product development, we're oftentimes in the office working on what's coming next. Here you see the interaction and how excited people get when they actually see the products. Very nice from our perspective as well.
So these products look so incredibly innovative and so ahead of their time. There's something about the innovation and the way a Miele product operates. I told the president of the U.S. operations here that I had my vacuum cleaner until last year for 40 some years, and it was still going. I just decided to change it because I wanted a different color.
Yep.
But tell us what we can look forward to. You help the company actually realize what Americans are looking for in the products. How do you incorporate that into your designs?
Right. So what we showcase here is a mixture of products that are developed for or adapted for the U.S. market. So you can see some of the appliances here that you would see in the European market as well, or other markets around the world. But you also see products that are specifically developed for the U.S. market. And really, that's key for us, because we want to make sure that we meet the demands of the U.S. customer, right? We also want to make sure that we have the full assortment. So when we talk about kitchens, when you look at the ranges, right, having a 48-inch range with high-performance burners, and when you talk about the griddle, the performance of the griddle, those are all aspects that were developed specifically for the U.S. market and for the customer that would be purchasing the product here. So we want to make sure we meet the demands of the customer here, even with the products that are developed in Europe for primarily European customers. There we make changes. We make sure that they're adapted for the U.S. customer and the way that they may use it. So
I'm interested. What would be a product, one of your appliances, that an American would want to see or have that maybe the rest of the world isn't really, it's not that important to them?
There's actually a couple of categories here. One of them is the ranges that I talked about. So the really 48-inch ranges, when we talk to our colleagues in Europe and when we see, you know, the way people purchase products there, they say, oh, my God, what is this for? It's gigantic. And that's exactly it, right? It's a product that would fit into a household here very nicely, into a large American kitchen, but wouldn't be ideal to the more energy-conscious and efficiency-minded customer in European countries, for instance. So that product really is specifically designed here, but still we're looking at that fleet design where it fits into the rest of the meal assortment. So even though we put high-performance burners on there, it still has kind of that bull nose that makes it look prominent in your kitchen, and the Miele badge, of course, the way that we treat it there, gives it that kind of American, very sturdy look. It still fits in as far as the handle design, the controls that are on there, with the whole rest of the Miele assortment. So we're adapting that European sleek design and the beauty of the design that we have in general with kind of the what people would be looking for as far as the performance and everything else is concerned.
Everything's bigger in Texas and America.
Exactly right. So that's one example. The other one would be our refrigeration. When you look at MasterCool, you have, you know, combination that we have on display here is a 36-inch wide refrigerator, and next to it a 36-inch wide freezer, right? So that combination is outlandishly large for European tastes, but would be something here that kind of the luxury household would be looking for. And again, perfectly integrated. You can have stainless steel finishes, but you can also have it match the rest of your cabinetry, so you don't notice it until you open it, really. So
yes.
Really very specific to the U.S. Market.
It's said about the Miele products that there is this intrinsic sort of intuition that the machines have. There is something intuitive about how they operate. What is that? Who? Well, obviously, it's an old, 120-year-old, 119 years that the product has been around. So there's a lot of time to develop something to perfection, I would imagine. But what is it about it? Tell us about the intuition of these actual machines.
So when you look at the designs, first of all, we always talk about the fleet design. We talk about the intuitive nature of the controls. So when you go from one product to the other, when you look at our built-in products, for instance, and even the ranges, when you look at what we call M-Touch, right, which is the touch controls, there you have the basically a consistent design language throughout the different product lines. So if you're using a coffee system that has M-Touch, or you're using a steam oven or a combi steam oven that has M-Touch, the functions may be different, but the controls are always consistent. So it's very easy to navigate through the menu and to choose the different operations and functions. And what makes it really, really easy, which is different than, you know, over time we've learned, obviously, why this is so important and how it makes it easier for the customer to use, is really the maintenance aspect as well, right? So when you talk about coffee systems or you're talking about steam ovens, you're using water in the machine, so you have to make sure that rinse cycles, descaling, and things like that, regular maintenance things, are working perfectly, and that it's easily done for the owner of the appliance. And there, too, we make it as easy and as intuitive as possible. So it really, the ownership, the products aren't just designed to last 20 years and tested to last 20 years. The ownership is easy enough so that you maintain it correctly, so it actually has the opportunity to last and serve you for those 20 years. As you've noticed with the vacuum cleaner,
we're talking 40 years.
Exactly. So
that's double.
So we want to go for at least 20, but 40 sounds even better, and we get that on a regular basis. I mean, that's not a fluke, right? They're really designed and tested to last that long, and that is a testament to what we strive for in the factories and the pride that everybody takes in creating the products that you see in front of you.
It's wonderful. And I've heard that you have this unbelievable new washer-dryer washing system. Yes. Tell us about it. It sounds space age.
So one of my favorite, when people ask me about my favorite appliances, obviously one of them is the laundry systems. They are what here in the U.S. we consider compact machines. We talk about right sizing, right? As machines have gotten larger and larger, households are not getting any larger, right? And we're talking more about using the product and the space efficiently, using the resources efficiently. So when we talk about, in this case, we're introducing an automatic dispensing system that's called Twindos. So there, you're now avoiding the waste of any kind of detergents, because using more detergent isn't good for the machine, it's not good for the environment, it's actually not good for your clothing either. So in this case, automatic dispensing takes that out of the equation, so it automatically dispenses the perfect amount of detergent no matter what kind of load you're doing. And it's a two-phase system. Unlike other dispensing systems, we actually will dispense detergent at one time and bleaching agent, which is an oxygenated bleach, at a different time. So you actually get the best possible performance by doing this differently for each cycle, and you avoid the waste. Now, the convenience factor there is, too, that they are Wi-Fi connected, so in that case, you actually get a notification when you're running out of detergent. Now, for those who want to use their own detergents, you still have your detergent drawer, you can do whatever you want. So you have all the flexibility in the world, but you also create more and more convenience for yourself. And as far as what you can fit into the machine, you really can put comforters in the machine and wash them very thoroughly, but you're not wasting energy, you're not wasting water, and it's really all around an efficient machine. But you also get cycle times now that are, you know, full load under 60 minutes. So you're looking at a wash time of about 49 minutes for a regular cycle with one of the machines that we have here. So depending on what functions you choose. But it really is exciting for us because we're not just talking about efficiency, as we, that's one of our strengths, because in Europe and other markets, efficiency is always paramount. But we're also talking about performance. And that really speaks to the dryer as well, where we're talking about ventless technology. We're actually talking about a heat pump dryer, which gives you great efficiency, about 60% efficiency over a regular dryer. But it also gives you cycle times in less than an hour, so you can dry a full load of clothing in about an hour, which then matches up with the wash time. So you're not giving up any of the convenience aspects, but you are gaining on the efficiency side.
Absolutely. And the technology, again, is just so superior.
Yes.
That really, you can count on it working for a long time and doing what it's supposed to do, and yeah, probably taking much better care of your clothes than traditional machines might.
And that's really the key here too, right? We always talked about the drum design. We talked about the way that the cycles are and that we have customized cycles for different clothing types. But in this case, the dryer actually does us a favor too, because with heat pump technology, we don't go to the high temperature. So you're not cooking your clothes anymore. You're not destroying your fabrics. You can put almost anything into this dryer and get great results because we actually use lower process temp or drying temperatures, right? So you really, you get the best of both worlds, and you can avoid the whole thing of venting the dryer itself. So maintenance-free, no worries about having to clean ductwork or anything like that, and you get the benefit of efficiency. So it's it really is a win-win.
I bet it is, and we're very grateful to have all of this wonderful, this product line of Miele right here in the Royal Green, White Plains, Westchester County. I know you're opening up in other places, but this has been a staple. My parents got every one of their appliances in Liebert's back in the 80s. It's one-stop shopping, and the customer service is second to none.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the best there is. So it makes complete sense that there's a marriage now between Miele and Royal Green in White Plains.
That's exactly right. And I will say to that, it's, you know, when we choose these locations, now that's not my area of expertise, but I will say, and I've been to many of the partners, but really it is hand-picked, right? The partners that we have, especially when we're willing to commit into this and building these centers, it makes sense because we have somebody who can really sell the products. They need to be sold and explained, right? There's a lot of technology behind these, and we want to make sure that you get the service that's required and even the introduction to the products, really, so that you get that really the perfect experience and that you're happy with your appliances.
Absolutely.
Over time.
I have one final quick question before we go, and that is for somebody that is not a millennial, who is not used to using technology, who prefers a flip phone over a smartphone.
Yes.
Is it easy enough to use a Miele product? Do you have people that can come out and train people once they have these products in their home? Is it usable for anybody on any spectrum of demographic?
Yes.
Great question.
So we do have different control types. So you do have the more traditional kind of knob controls where you have very straightforward ways of choosing the different programs. So if you look at our cooking appliances, you do have different options there. But I will say the key really is that you end up going to one of the centers like here at Royal Green and look at the appliances and get a feel for how they work and how they function. Then you can make the right decision. But the touch screen is really created in a way that it's not overwhelming, right? It's easy to use. It walks you through all the menus. You've got the text that tells you what the program is, but you also have pictures that show you what it is. So it really makes it super easy to use, and I think that's really key. But again, we have different options, so you can look at it, you can get a feel for it, and really make the right choice for yourself.
Wonderful stuff. Yep. Well, thank you very much, Dirk Zipak, who is the head of development of products for Miele, the wonderful company, and very grateful to have you. Thank you so much
for that. Thank you very much.
All of that great information.
Thank you.
And I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio, where we are at the Miele Innovation Center, now in Royal Green. Appliances right here in Westchester in White Plains on the Post Road. It is a beautiful showroom, if you can imagine. If you feel like you have just stepped into the future of what is possible in home appliances, Royal Green has everything you could ask for, but importantly, the Miele products in their showroom here exclusively. We'll be back with more from Royal Green. I'm Laura Smith with Westchester Talk Radio.
In my world, always gone.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live tonight from the red carpet event for the opening of the first Miele Innovation Center at Liebert's Royal Green in White Plains, New York. So happy to be here tonight. We are being produced by Shark Creative, and we are also being made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. I'm happy to have with me today the owner of Liebert's Royal Green. Congratulations on this amazing evening, and welcome to Westchester Talk Radio, Rob.
Thank you so much. It's great to have you here.
I've been telling everybody else that I've been interviewing here that Liebert's, I remember in 1983, my parents bought a condo in Rye, and they needed every soup to nuts on all their appliances because they moved back from South America, from Brazil, and to New York. And somebody said, well, you have to go to Liebert's, you know, that's where
really?
You go. And so that was
1983. I was 13 years old in 1983.
So was I. Interesting. Or when I was three.
You know, which is so fascinating because I think I look a lot older than you.
Not at all. But anyway, it is an institution in White Plains. It's what an incredible story.
Thank you.
This is the one, literally, I mean, it sounds proverbial, the one-stop shopping place for all of your appliance needs. But this particular evening with this red carpet, you cut the ribbon. I saw it. I watched it with my own eyes for this Miele Innovation Center down here. What is this, and why did you partner with them, and what does this mean to you?
Sure. First of all, it was very challenging for me personally because I was terrible at cutting. This goes way back to kindergarten. But so this was all day long. This was on my head. No, it's sort of in line with what I said earlier, which is that, you know, Liebert's for the last, 30, 40 years, longer than that, actually, I mean, since we've been here since 1948, in some form or another, has always represented some sort of notion and standard of quality when it came to the buying experience, buying appliances. Certainly, you can come in here and buy whatever you want, washer, dryer, an iron or a vacuum, but over the last 20 years, we've sort of developed a niche in the industry as being a place where you went for an experience, right? It wasn't just about going to buy a refrigerator or a range or a wall oven. It was about the overall atmosphere that we've created here.
Yes.
And certainly as we continue to create here and as we further expand up East Post Road. But it's not surprising that, I hear these stories all the time. We have people that come in, that look like literally they broke loose from the home, but they've been customers of ours for 60 years. And it's something that we're very proud of. And certainly what we're doing here tonight is just an extension of what we've become over the last 20 or so years.
I mean, obviously now because you are partnering with Mila here in the store itself, you must have a great respect for the product itself.
Right. So, the Germans, okay, for better or worse, have cornered the market on this notion of engineering, right? And when you think of quality and engineering, you think German, and that goes for cars, it goes for your coffee makers, it goes for your toasters, it goes for your vacuum cleaners, and it goes for your appliances. And the Miele Corporation has really been at the forefront of that for the last
119 years.
I mean, yeah, not certainly not here in the United States.
Right.
But I will tell you that even 30 years ago, I was telling Jan, the president, who I knew you had on the show earlier. Back in the early 90s, I remember my cousin, who was one of the previous owners of this company, right, family business through and through, was buying trailers of Miele dishwashers. That's how they came to the United States, through the dishwasher market. And even then, they were known for their quality, the product that just didn't break. No matter what you did to it, it didn't break.
So,
I'm sure you...
So in addition to my parents being here in 1983, they also acquired a vacuum cleaner from their next-door neighbor in Rye, who was a German woman.
Okay.
She was moving back to Germany, so she sold it to my mother for, I think it was $60. She had already had it 10 years, but was like, oh, it's German. You're going to have it for a long time.
Right.
I still had it up until this year, and I only traded it in because it was a little bit large, and I live in a tiny cottage. I said, it's time to, after 40, what is that, 43, 50, 73 till
That's
now.
A long time.
Whatever. That's a long time. It was complete, perfect working order.
You're the third person that's come over to me tonight after we had that initial Q&A to say to me, I've had my Miele vacuum for like 20 years.
We're talking 40 going up.
Yeah, I'm not
nothing
shocked.
Was wrong with it. Yeah. I just thought, let me get a newer model. We've had this in the family.
Right, I'm not shocked.
Remarkable. So it makes total sense to me that Miele, which is now, it looks like the future is here. I told Jan, it looks like I'm in the Jetsons, like a set of the Jetsons or something. But it's the products are just the quality. In fact, I even was reading some good history on Miele, and they did. Actually engineer a car at one time.
Yeah, sure. A lot of different product. Yeah. They were, like any great manufacturer that was true to its core, they're manufacturers. And when they were figuring out who they were and what they wanted to be, they came out with a lot of different product. And if you go to Germany, you'll see in the Miele Museum, right, in their headquarters, you'll see a German, a Miele car.
Yes.
Right? You'll see it. And, so it's not surprising.
Right.
They are, I think what the word that comes to mind when you look at this, they are craftsmen, right? Their product is not only engineered, but it's a craftsman quality. There's not one aspect of a product here on this floor that you open up. There's not one hinge that you feel that has any give to it one ounce.
Right.
This stuff is really built like a brick house. And even the stuff that, like, and you talk about like the Jetson stuff, I don't know if you had a chance to go over to the dishwashers, but they have dishwashers there that now have panels, right? And you walk over to them, You can't talk to them like Alexa yet, okay? But you can. Yet. It's coming. But you can walk over and knock on it, like a knock-knock. Like, you just go... And if you do that, with that type of force, not anything more than that, you just go... The dishwasher will slowly open. It'll wait for you, and if you don't do anything with it, it'll go back to close. They call it their knock to open, or the knock knock. Did you see it?
Absolutely incredible.
It's wild stuff.
And it goes on and on with everything. This what do you call this? It's like an ironing unit, but it looks like a robot.
They call it a fashion master.
A fashion master. That's better.
It's blowing steam in all sorts of directions. I think it'll even give you a massage. I'm not really 100% sure.
I'm sure it does. And then we've got this unit over here that has a coffee machine that's in the wall basically.
Yeah. Very popular. Miele actually was the first company that really came to market with that built-in coffee system. Expensive, you know, I mean, it's not for everybody, but certainly for the high-end customer, the high-end, you know, that wants a certain type of, you know, look and feel to their kitchen system. You know, you can get them plumbed, non-plumbed. Those coffee systems are amazing.
But when you say expensive, I find it ironic. If you think about it, my mother and me having the same vacuum for 45 years, going on 50 years, how expensive is it when you look at a product over the range of what a Miele lasts? It's really not expensive at all.
Right. So what your mother probably spent on her first home is probably the price of that coffee system. So I'm going to say that maybe $3,500, you know, I don't know what year your mother bought her home, her first one.
Yeah.
Not the one in 83. But they're about a little over $3,000, but you know when you deal in the high-end market, certainly for appliances, you see that's really, you know, right in the mean of pricing grids when it comes to things like this. There are coffee systems that are $5,000. We sell a wine system in the other room over there that'll cost you $6,500 to have, you know, argon gas filled into your wine bottle,
right,
so that you can keep an expensive bottle of wine for, you know.
But you're getting what you pay for. You see, this is the thing. It's not just putting on a big sticker price because it's a fancy schmancy brand. You are getting something for that price point.
You know, it's like anything else in life, right? Yes, that is true. You get what you pay for. But you have to take care of the stuff too, right? You can't just abuse it. And if you take care of it, then you're gonna find a situation where you spend $60 and you're able to keep a vacuum cleaner for 40 years, right? Your mother had to take care of that. She didn't abuse it. She did the right thing. And if the product is engineered correctly, which this stuff is, and which is why we partner with companies like Miele, it can last you a lifetime for sure.
Royal Green is getting ready to expand beyond White Plains.
Yes, we are.
And what's the next lucky location?
So right, so next level stuff. This is very unique for us because we've always been a one, you know, main store type mentality company. Out of this one location, you should know that we are the 35th largest appliance dealer in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, Lieberts is a big company now. But it's always been under this one umbrella. But over the last, you know, maybe 5 to 10 years, we've invested a lot of money in the infrastructure and in the point of sale systems and our computer systems that it's enabled us to kind of branch out. And so we are so happy to announce that coming at the end of the first quarter of 2018, we will be opening up a showroom in Tribeca.
Fantastic.
Yeah, New York
what
City,
a
here
great
we come.
Location.
New York
All
City.
Those loft size apartments down there that can handle these types of beautiful ranges and washers and dryers.
Yeah, it's very exciting. All of the manufacturers that we partner with here, when we told them what we were doing, they just all jumped on the bandwagon. They're like, Rob, what do you need from us? What can we do to help move Royal Green to that next level? I spoke about it before. It's next level. And so hopefully we'll be able to do some great work out of that showroom and really continue a legacy that's been built on East Post Road, but hopefully knows no boundaries.
Next level.
Next level.
In every way. Lieberts Royal Green, this is really, truly the only place you need to go to get to your appliances. And now for Miele, it is this incredible, they're calling it an innovation center.
If you want Miele, this is where you got
to
go.
This is where you have to go. This is where it all starts, is right here. So for this incredible brand, but for the incredible customer service and what you have, such a legacy in Westchester County. And we wish you all the best as you
Thank
expand
you so
into
much.
New York City.
Thank you.
Rob Satran, the president or the owner of
one
everything.
Of the owners. That's
one
all
of
good.
The owners
That's
of
it.
Liebert's Royal Green. A great thing. Thank you so much.
Oh,
this
my
is an
pleasure. We're
evening.
Big fans, so we're happy to be here.
Yes, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All the best. And I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio here at Liebert's Royal Green, East Coast Road, White Plains in Westchester. And we're so grateful to be here tonight for this exciting red carpet event for the opening of the first Miele Innovation Center. Hey, why not go on Facebook at Miele USA? You can also give us what your experiences are. Did you have a Miele vacuum cleaner for 50 years like my family? Or whatever it is, maybe you got something 10 years ago, but you can't part with it for the rest of your life. You can go hashtag my Miele moment. It's all here. We're grateful to be around and to have you here, and we're going to be talking with more people in this exciting event. Don't go away.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hi, welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live tonight from Liebert's Royal Green in White Plains, New York. And the red carpet, the ribbon cutting happened tonight for the first Miele Innovation Center opening. We're going to tell you about what that is. We have some special guests here tonight. We just want to say that we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're also made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. I'm sitting here with two very, very interesting gentlemen. They're known as the Beekman Boys. You may have heard of them, probably have. They're also the owners of Beekman 1802 in a beautiful, beautiful little town called Sharon Spring. It's Josh and Brent. They're authors. They're owners of major lifestyle brands, and they're goat farmers. And they happen to be here tonight. What's the connection?
The connection is Miele. We, because of our cookbooks, we do a lot of touring around the country. And we were at the Palm Springs Food and Wine Festival. And we couldn't believe the cook stove and the equipment that they had at this festival, and it was all Miele, and we fell in love with it. So we called up Miele and we said, you know what, we want to have an innovation center in our store in Sharon Springs, New York. We said, let's work together. And we just love the appliances, so we've been working together ever since.
Well, tell us about your store that you would have this innovation center, this Miele Appliance Innovation Center. What kind of store is it?
Right, so Beekman 1802 Mercantile, that's our flagship store in Sharon Springs. And it really is everything that we create inspired by life on our farm. So we do all natural skincare made using goat milk. We do gourmet foods. We design furniture. We work with about 300 local artisans and craftspeople to design the products. And we did a major renovation in the building earlier this past year and installed this demonstration kitchen where now it's a fully functioning video studio, so we can do the demonstrations using the Miele equipment, and we live broadcast it across all of our social media.
And you do these cooking demonstrations.
That's right.
So you're both fabulous cooks, I'm imagining.
That's right. Josh is more fabulous.
I'm better than him.
I'm a fabulous cleaner, and I'm a great assistant.
Moral support. And I did hear you bake a pie every single day.
That's right. And I wear sequins, you know, just like a good assistant.
You have to. Is the 1802 on the Mercantile 1802, is that the year that the building was?
Yeah, so our farm in upstate New York is called Beekman 1802 because it was built by a man named William Beekman in 1802. And we were two New York City guys who were driving in upstate New York one weekend and got lost in this little town of Sharon Springs, fell in love with it, 547 people, and we bought the farm on our way home.
Literally.
Really? Yes, on our way home.
We bought the farm.
And this was 2006. And we were to New York City. We had great jobs in New York City. And then in 2008, we lost our jobs in the recession, and we had to figure out how to make the farm pay for itself. So we took in a neighboring farmer who was losing his farm, and he had 80 goats, and that's how we started making goat milk soap and other goat milk products.
That is an incredible story. There's something about that little town. I'll tell you, my crazy encounter with Sharon Springs, I was a single parent, and I remember 15 years ago, my then-boyfriend said, "What do you want for your birthday?" I said, "I want only one thing, and that's to get away, and I don't want to bring any of you with me." So he said, "Okay." So he said, "I'll pay you this for amount to stay in a hotel somewhere." Well, I didn't know where I was going, but I decided to drive up. I said, "I want to go somewhere in the Catskills." So I started driving, and I had just heard a little thing about Sharon Springs is interesting. It has some history to it. So I said, "Let me take a detour in there." Long story short, I was supposed to stay one night. I stayed four.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't leave. It was the most fascinating little interesting, like enchanting little town.
Well, it used to be one of the most famous spa destinations in the world.
Yes.
Every summer, 90,000 people would come to take the waters. And, you know, interestingly about Sharon Springs now is that an investment group has purchased all of the old bathhouses.
Really?
And they're renovated. It's going to be a world-class spa again.
It will still smell like sulfur, though, I'm sure. People need to know that about Sharon Springs.
Exactly.
That's very good for you.
There's three main springs in town, and one of them is Sulphur Springs. And it does, you know, it does smell in the village. But, you know, from 90,000 people, now the population dropped to 547 people. But we call it the village that just refuses to die. And the people that have lived there are just creative and a little bit eccentric. And I'm including us in that. And it's a really creative little island in upstate New York.
Absolutely.
And we're about 15 minutes from Cooperstown, New York.
That's right.
So if you want to go see the Baseball Hall of Fame and then stop by our store, it's a great little trip.
I absolutely highly recommend it. There's a beautiful inn there run by two gentlemen.
Yep.
Also.
The American Hotel.
It's the American Hotel. And so if they go up there now, the Mercantile was not there when I went. So this is an absolute for me this year, 2018, I will come.
We were reading it in a newspaper. I don't know which newspaper it was, but it actually described Sharon Springs as chic. It said chic Sharon Springs. And,
wow.
You know, you come a long way
to
be chic.
But it's really beautiful, and that's wonderful. And now, this is another thing that people may know about you or not know about you, but you were reality TV stars
mm-hmm.
on The Amazing Race,
mm-hmm.
and not only were you on it, you won it.
That's right. We took home the $1 million prize. It was season 21 back in 2012, and we hung on till the very, very end and came across the finish line first when it mattered.
There you go. And that's all you need to do, right?
And you know what? That's life. You just got to hang in there till the end.
You said something beautiful during this whole ribbon cutting ceremony here with the Mila products down in Royal Green. And you said something beautiful. Somebody asked you, what does it take to win something like The Amazing Race? Mm-hmm. And you said there are three factors. What are they?
Yeah, we live our entire lives by three rules. Work hard, never quit, help your neighbor. And that, you know, that's how we won The Amazing Race. That's how we started our company. That's how we survived the recession. And, you know, to this day, our customers, we don't call our customers, we call all of our customers neighbors. And they refer to each other as Beekman neighbors. And so we like to think we have this little hidden Beekman neighborhood around the country and around the world.
It sounds like you do, but it will be around the world because people can now watch you on cooking on your Mila products in the Mila innovation.
Mila Demonstration Kitchen.
Demonstration
yep.
Kitchen. How can people find that?
They can go to any of our social media accounts, Beekman 1802 Boys, and they'll get a notice every time we're live streaming.
Great. Beekman 1802 Boys. Wonderful stuff. And again, you'll be able to see them using all the Mila products that they fell so deeply in love with when they were at a convention in Palm Springs that they decided they couldn't live without them. And that's kind of the way those products are, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are amazing. Engineering is incredible.
Second to none. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight, Josh, Brent. You're wonderful citizens of the world and a great, great spokespeople for the Mila products. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
having us.
All the very best. For Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith. You can share your experience with us of the Miele Innovation Center and whatever maybe your questions are or your experience with having a Miele product at Miele USA. And Miele is spelled M-I-E-L-E. At Miele USA, hashtag My Miele Moment, and share what your experience is, like maybe me with my 50-year-old Miele vacuum cleaner that refuses to die. Again, I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio. Thanks for being with us.
It turns around, but still get her touch. Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.